Welcome to Playing Full Out. I'm your host, Augie Bylot, and this is where we explore success, fulfillment, and the power of purpose. Each episode is dedicated to meeting and learning from people who not only make money, but that make a difference. Whether it's lifting others, providing services, or whatever their passion happens to be, we believe in one thing in common, and that's the idea of enlightened wealth. It's success that serves others. You know, I live by three primary mantras. Mantra number one is always play full out, hence the name of our podcast, Playing Full Out. Now, that doesn't mean doing everything you do to a state of exhaustion, but it's being present. It's being focused on what you're doing right now so you can do it the best way you know. Second, I believe in the T principle. That's T-E-A. It stands for taking effective action. Not just taking action, not just spinning your wheels, not being busy, but actually being productive and being effective. And finally, the third mantra is service and gratitude is more than a platitude. That's right. We want to serve others and we want to live in a spirit of thankfulness because whatever we've got, probably more than we deserve. And if you work for it, you're always going to do better. And on these podcasts, you're going to meet some amazing people from so many different walks of life. And today, our special guest is actually a couple, a married couple. We have Andrea and Andrew Braun with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi.
Well, I am so honored to have you with us today. Now, Andrew hails from Miami, Florida, and is now a resident of Kissimmee, Florida, with his beautiful wife, Andrea. They became man and wife back in 2013.
You nailed it.
Woohoo! I've seen pictures.
Ah.
And Andrea is a native from my part of the country. She's from Newark, New Jersey, which is pretty close to Long Island, where I grew up, spent a lot of my life. And these two folks have an amazing heart for others. They are real estate investors. Andrew's also an amazing home inspector. And he'll tell you a little bit about ARB, home inspections, I'm sure, before we wrap up today. Mm-hmm. But together, they have such a heart for people that they recently created a nonprofit organization. And I want to learn more about that. And I'm sure everybody else does too. And their path to success has been kind of unique. And I'm going to let them share their story. So why don't we get started? How's that sound? Is that good by you guys? You ready to go?
Great.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you hear the word success, what does that kind of conjure up in your mind? What do you picture when you hear the word success?
Your Majesty?
For me, success means having peace inner and out. Because you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have no peace of mind inside and out, you know, that's worth a thousand words.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I totally get that. Andrew, you want to add to that?
Absolutely. Success to me means that I'm living my life to the fullest with no regrets. I feel like one day I'm going to enter those pearly gates and I want God to tell me, well done, my good and faithful servant. And that means that I left everything on the earth, I did everything I was supposed to do, and I can move on to the next part of my journey. So I just want to live a life with no regrets.
Okay, no regrets. I like that. Now, what would you guys say is the biggest factor that has helped you to become successful?
If I had to call it, I'm going to definitely say my faith stems from that. Yes. I don't know where I would be without God. I don't think we'd be together without God.
Yes.
When it comes down to it, he's probably been our rock in the craziest times. And then sometimes just closing your eyes and taking leaps. That has helped so many ways because there's been days where you think about everything you can do or what you should do or you shouldn't do it. And if you don't take an action, if you don't take a leap, you'll never know what the outcome is. And I think some of our biggest leaps have put us in the best position. So.
Yes.
Leaps of faith, they call that.
Huh? There you go. Good call.
And now you recently made a huge leap of faith. Can you kind of just take us through a little bit of the history that's led up to you forming a nonprofit?
For me, Well, I've always been involved in nonprofits all my life, and that's been a dream and a vision of mine since day one, you know, and it's just...
Nonprofits, correct?
Say that again?
There were other people's nonprofits?
Yes. I've always been involved in one way or another with the nonprofit and with entry and with dealing with people, and I just have a service heart. Mm-hmm. And when it's in you, you can't back away from it to serve, you know. So that's where I began, and it was a vision, and I just wanted to do it. And I talked to my husband about it, and he was like, let's do it. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yes, now. I'm like, okay, let's jump. Let's find the highest mountain and just leap into 2019.
Yeah, and in 2019, you formed Anointed Victorious Outreach Services.
Yes.
That's AKA AVOS.
AVOS.
Okay. Yes. And so tell us about, you know, how that was birthed, because you've been feeding hungry people for a long time, pallets of food. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how that all came about here in Florida?
AVOS was birthed in prayer. Mm-hmm. It was birthed in prayer. I was praying, and I was at the church, and I just always had the name in my spirit, and it's going to be anointed, it's going to be victorious, and it's going to be an outreach. Outside the four walls of the church, it is not pulpit, and it's not that. It's outside, into the community, into the hearts of people. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the food into the mouths of children, after-school programs, you know, single mothers that has four children and has to work, but she only makes so much money, and there's a number, there's a limit, and she doesn't make enough for food stamps, but she has four hungry boys at home.
Right.
So, and school is out, you know, so that's how it's been birthed. Mm-hmm. You know.
And I think another part of that too, I would even say, is it comes to a point where you're doing something for somebody else's vision, and you have all these ideas that you want to pursue yourself. And every time that we would leave some, you know, volunteering either the church or different things, there was,
yes,
she had ideas that she wanted to execute, but she really couldn't under that vision. Not to say it was anything bad or anything, but it's not, you want to do something that is in your heart. And that's how I realized, okay, she's getting to the place where she's ready to do her own thing, because she has a lot of ideas.
Yes.
She's seeing a lot of different things, and we're doing it everywhere else except in our hometown here in Osceola. So that's where it started getting real, like, okay, we need to do something.
Yes.
So now you operate a business, you operate a nonprofit.
Yes.
Yes.
And you've also shared, I guess, a little bit of how faith has helped you, you know, on your path to success, and even has helped you to get through some challenges. So
yes.
What do you say are your success habits? What do you think are the things that you do on a regular basis that contribute to your success?
Well, for me, one of the success habits that I would say is I'm always in search of new heroes. You know, as a child, you know, it was back in the day, it was Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles or something along those lines. But now I'm looking for adults that are doing things that I want to do to inspire me, and then trying to hear the story. Like, you know, one person I always can say that really inspired me a lot was Robert Kiyosaki and his story. Mm-hmm. When I read the Rich Dad Poor Dad series, it's like he took me into the book. He was very vulnerable about the circumstances that he had to overcome and how he failed and even learning how to fail. Mm-hmm. And it's like every time, you know, you get to those rough patches, you just think of, okay, if this person can do it, so can I. You know, if this is another way to get it done, then sometimes just looking at somebody else who's already been there and relate makes you feel like you're not alone in the situation and helps you to propel forward. So I'm always looking for things on YouTube and reading books and, you know, whatever I can find to keep me inspired and motivated, because you need that fuel when the times get a little bit rough.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's really good. And Andrea, do you want to add anything to that in terms of your success habits? Is it the same, or are there some other things that you do as well?
For me, it's about me staying motivated. I get a lot of success when I help other people, believe it or not. It gives me great pleasure to do for other people, because this life is not about, it's not about me, you know, nothing is about us, you know, so I get blessed and I feel successful when I help other people. I mean, my heart is just full of joy when you help other folks, you know, and it's more, and that's success to me, you know, that's how I stay motivated.
Yeah, good, good stuff. Okay, now, what mistakes have you guys made along the way? Because, you know, getting to be successful, it usually has a couple of bumps along the road.
Yes.
Yes.
Any that you might share?
Learning what not to do. Once you make a mistake, you're like, uh-oh, I'm not going to do that anymore. It's like touching the hot stove when you're a child. Mm-hmm. It's like, I told you not to touch the hot stove. You touch the hot stove anyway and you get burnt. So, you know, just learning and learning the error of our ways. It's like, okay, we can't go in that direction. And watching other people. And for me, I watched my sister growing up and the things that she did. I'm like, mommy and daddy are going to get you. I'm not going to do that. you're going to get it. So, you know, you learn, you know, I get a lot of wisdom, you know, from watching you and from watching our peers, like Sue and Frank and other people in the real estate world and, you know, just the other people around. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, and listen to their stories and what not to do. And we make mistakes. We're all human.
Yep. You bet.
He is to bounce back from the mistake.
I think for me, one of the biggest things that I can really recall was when I was probably about 19. And this is the first time I was trying to step out and start my own thing. I was doing a sales commissions job and I jumped into it in a sense whereas I didn't have a backup plan. So in one sense, it was a good leap of faith, but there was a reality that you have to be prepared to still maintain yourself while you're shooting for the dream. And I didn't think that far. I just assumed the dream was going to take off and work and I'd be flying and floating in the air. And it didn't happen. and it was probably one of the hardest falls that I ever did. I barely sold anything. I was in a rough situation with a prior relationship. And I ended up having a heart attack at the age of 20. Most people don't know that. So I think for me, that was probably one of the hardest falls. But then it also gave me a chance to reevaluate everything and to rework everything. And that's actually when I started reaching that for that. And learning that failing forward is actually a good thing. You just have to learn how to balance that too. So that was probably the hardest one for me.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's a John Maxwell theorem, you know, failing forward and even failing forward faster.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and a heart attack at age 20.
Yes.
That is an amazing thing to recover from. Yeah.
Yes. I was in intensive care for 4 days. They did every test known to man. And they still couldn't find exactly what happened. My blood pressure was good. My cholesterol was good. So really, the only thing I could relate it to was the amount of stress that I was under. And it's almost like you start to lose yourself when you're under that much stress. And I think that's what was happening to me. So I think that was one of the things, too, not losing yourself and not forgetting who you are because of the amount of weight that you're under. So.
Yes.
I've been through some pretty ups and downs in that case, but I'm glad because it helped me to learn about myself and be a lot more cautious.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
I can totally get that. What was the hardest decision you've ever had to make?
For me, it was two things. It was moving down to Fort Lauderdale when I met Andrew and then we got married. That was big, you know, because here I am, an independent woman, and he asked me to move, and it's, you know, yeah. So that was really, really huge. And for me, learning to accept who I am, that I'm different. You know, I was born with cerebral palsy and that's not going away. Mm-hmm. I'm good now. But in the beginning, as my growing up and learning how to deal with how come I don't walk like everybody else and how come, you know, my gait is different and my speech is different, So just learning how to deal with the challenge of cerebral palsy. And I'm good. If I fall down, just help me up. You know, as long as nothing is broke, I'm good. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. I used to be. Mm-hmm. I've come a long way. Mm-hmm. So just learning to accept that and to realize God don't make no junk.
That's right.
Who I am, I'm wonderfully and beautifully made, and you know, I'm fine with me. You know, this is what you get. This is what you get.
Yeah, but this is a good thing to get, so I'm good with it too.
Yes.
And I've known you guys for a number of years now, and I just love watching the people that you continue to become, because you are just, you have evolved so much just in the few years we've known one another. And I think that's just a great testament to who you are and the joy that you continue to seek, and the fact that you seek to share that joy with others.
Yes.
You know, that's a really amazing thing. Now, what would you say has been your greatest learning to date? Now, you just talked about, Andrea, you know, really getting to know yourself. Yes. And knowing and understanding who you are and feeling good in that.
Yes.
And that's a powerful learning that a lot of us, you know, we drag bags with us, you know, for decades, sometimes, you know, multiple decades.
Yep.
And, you know, what would you say is your greatest learnings to date? I think you've shared one of yours, certainly, and possibly the biggest.
Yes. For me, it brings a level of freedom. And the things that I've learned is that it's okay. Like, if I do something, it's okay. You know, if I make a mistake, it's okay, like, to fall forward. It's okay to whatever it is, you know, okay, get up and begin again. We move forward, start over. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing in real estate. You know, you don't get this house, you go for another one and move on, and, you know, and not cry over the spilt milk.
Right.
Like I used to do.
For too long, yeah.
For too long. Yeah, so that's me.
Yeah, you definitely won the maximum growth of any human being I've ever known.
Yes. So I'm true. Working on it. I'm not finished yet.
No, we are, none of us, baby. We are all works in progress.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yes.
Somebody said the other day, I am a masterpiece in progress.
Yes.
And I thought that was really a beautiful sentiment.
Yes. So
true. How about you? What's been your greatest learning?
If I had to say it, it's realizing how big the world really is. And when I say that to me, it's like when I was working for my corporate job beforehand, and I got the so-called opportunity to step out on my own, in that case, which wasn't really the most expected opportunity, but it worked out. It's like you don't realize how much you can do sometimes until you're put in a position, whereas you have to make it happen. You have to do something. And then once you start to do it and you're operating in that, I've learned that there's so many more opportunities out there. There's so many more things that I can be. Like, I didn't realize the potential that I had until I left it and had to start my own and find my own way. And it's like, you just, it's, the limits fall off.
Yeah.
Little by little. And I'm embracing that. I'm enjoying that. And that truly, for me, is freedom. Because to live in fear and regret is probably the saddest existence that you can have. Mm-hmm. But to know that you're living a life that where this is where God has you in this season, and you're embracing it, and you're running for it, and you're going for the goals, there's nothing like it to me. So I didn't realize how big the world is and how much I can do as a person.
Yes. The stretching.
Yeah.
The stretching.
Good word.
You know,
good
the rubber word. Band stretch as far as it can
rubber
go.
Rubber band.
Yes. Stretching.
And you have. I mean, you created a company, you know, ARB Home Inspections.
Yes.
Virtually. Out of nothing.
Yes.
I mean, you have your experience. I mean, you know, you had some background and skill.
Correct.
Doing it as an entrepreneur, doing it as your own business. I remember having conversations, boy, am I going to be able to buy groceries this week? and to see how successful you have become is really a remarkable thing.
Yes.
Awesome. And You know, and your customers love you. Yes. And obviously, because, you know, you go the extra mile. That's just your character.
Yes.
And it's really neat to see you being rewarded for who you are.
Yes.
You know, that's a really, really great thing, in my personal opinion. Yes. Now, you know, you spoke about Robert Kiyosaki, you know, as a role model. And I think that's good because he did tell a very authentic story, whether, you know, it's fact or fiction isn't even relevant because it is a great reflection of the human tragedy of, you know, go to school, get a good education, get a job and do this. Or is there another path? The path of entrepreneurship, the path of really being a pioneer and carving your own road.
Yes.
And that's what's so neat about it. And then he does definitely take it, you know, in other books that he's co-authored with others, you know, taking it a lot of different ways, a lot of different looks, a lot of different directions. Yep. And, I really enjoyed reading it too, because it helped me begin to think differently.
Yes.
You know, and when we can get out of our own box, so to speak,
yes.
That's the beginning, you know, breaking through that comfort zone.
Yes, yes.
You know, because life with Twinkies and a remote control,
right, would
seem really good, but not exactly the methodology for success.
Right.
Agreed.
So, besides, you know, Kiyosaki, do you guys have any other role models? You know, what really lit your fire, Andrea?
For me, it was when we was PAC students. I learned a lot being a PAC, a student of PAC, and just the experience. And I just went from 0 to 100 in my thinking. So that's what, you know, that's what happened for me.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate that. PAC, for folks that are listening in, is the Personal Action Coaching and Transformation Mastermind.
Yes. The learning. Mm-hmm. Remember, I came into this knowing zero.
Oh, no, you came into this kicking and screaming.
Zero, yes.
That is the truth.
Yes.
Oh, I'll never forget the first meeting I took her to for real estate investing.
Oh, my God.
It was the longest car ride home ever. She blasted me, this is all a scam.
I didn't know.
It was terrible.
I was uneducated, you know.
Yep.
Lack of knowledge.
Yep.
Lack of knowledge can be a very dangerous thing.
That's what happens when you got lack of knowledge.
I know. And you came in definitely stressed.
And, you know, I'm going to police everything. I'm going to, you know, go through it like a fine-tooth comb.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you did. You grilled me pretty good, I remember. I have the grill marks on my back.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. It was well worth it.
Yeah.
So what kind of advice would you give to other folks that are starting out that, you know, either haven't decided what path they should take or they're on a path and they're not sure it's the right path? Because you've both, you know, made some definitely dynamic shifts, you know, in your lives.
Right. For me, I would say to somebody who is thinking about doing something, pray on it first, you know, acknowledge God first and just leap. That's been my whole philosophy for 2019. I'm climbing the tallest mountain and I'm just leaping to the other side. I'm just jumping over. So, and whatever it takes with this, with AVOS and even with ARB home inspections and with the real estate, I'm just doing it. I mean, and whatever happens, happens. And if I fail, then get up and do it again and keep moving forward. So that's what I've learned. So just do it. Yes.
Those profound words.
Yes.
If I had to add to that, I would say, kind of like what you said earlier, is just get out of your own way. I can think of so many times where I was in my head and it's like, I didn't even realize I'd be talking myself out of something that was good for me.
Yeah.
You know, you almost reason all the reasons why it can't work. And it's like, go for it and give it a chance.
Yes.
If you just cast all those ideas out, and, or even take a minute and analyze where do they come from, because sometimes they came from somebody years ago that's not you and doesn't have the capacity to do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things, don't allow your own inner thoughts and fears to hold you back from taking a leap.
Yes, just do it, like the Nike commercial. Yep. Just do it.
Just do it.
And it's worth it. There's always something at the end of it, and then you always look back and you say, why did I take so long to do this? Like, why did I wait so long to make this happen? Because this is really where I wanted to be. Yes. The whole time. And
just, and you're much happier when you do. Yes. What you're passionate about.
Yes.
What's wrong with living your passion? What's wrong with that?
Well, they don't teach that in school. I didn't get that in public school. I didn't get it in elementary, junior high, or now middle school for the last 50 years, but or high school, or even college.
Yes.
They don't encourage you to live your passion.
Yeah.
Live out your dreams. That's fantasy.
Yes.
Yep.
No. I told somebody the other day, I said, we have to do something in life. We just can't be born and work and get married and have kids and just die. What are we going to do? What kind of legacy are you going to leave?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to leave for your family? What do you want the dash to be to say on your tombstone, you know? So, and they was like, wow, that's deep. I'm like, no, it's just realistic, you know, because we all have to take that path and right. What have you done with your life, you know?
So. Yeah, that's one of the reasons we created the Lifestyle and Legacy Progression Plan, that we help, you know, people in the PAC program, you know, to get to whatever level they want, you know, whether they are looking to build a small business that takes care of them or a huge business that takes care of them and many others.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of ways that we can achieve success, and playing full out, I think, is one of the keys. Yes.
That's awesome.
That whatever drives you. And you said living your passion. And I believe not just in living your passion, but living your legacy.
Yes.
You know, people talk about legacy. Well, that's what I leave after I'm dead. No. Legacy. Any exit strategy that requires me to die, I don't think I'm really that interested.
Right.
Agreed.
You know, if I can live my legacy, man, I hope I can do my legacy for 1,000 years.
Yes.
Yes.
As long as God wants me here, and after that, I'll take another job.
Yes.
There you go.
Got lined up, ready to go.
Yes.
I'll do everything I can.
Amen.
So
that's
true.
What you guys are doing too. So, if you had it all to do over again, is there anything you might do differently?
For me, take more risk. Take more opportunities to leap. Take more things, like I said, less talking and just more doing. I think a lot of times, because here's the thing, I can do something, I can end up doing it wrong, but at least I know what happens. At least I know the end of that story, whether it was good, whether it was bad, at least I know.
Yes.
It's the things that I didn't do. I'll never know what could have been. I'll never know where I could have been. I never know how far I could have gone. So I just would like to, if I could have gone back, I probably would have taught myself into doing a lot more.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And for me, it's about doing it now, like doing it sooner instead of waiting and procrastinating, you know, and just waiting. And it's like, what are you waiting for? And you know, there's going to always be a little bit of level of fear. We all have that, but do it in the fear.
Right.
And once you do it, it will go away. It's like, okay, like Avos. It's like, I was scared to death. It's like, oh my God, I got a nonprofit. What does that mean?
Yep.
You know, but it's like, we doing it. It's like, okay.
Yep.
You know, so.
I remember when I first started ARB and I left my job and I was going full time. I think for like the first week or two, I was walking around the kitchen. My wife will always say, in my underwear.
In his underwear, just
trying
walking.
To figure out, what do I do from here? Because, you know, you're afraid. It's like, okay, what, you know, what's the first step? Where do you go from this point? But like I said, to see how far I come, like I, even conversations with you about spending a few $100 for marketing.
That just, was big.
You know, there's just been a lot of different things that I was dealing with from the very beginning. And it just shows you what my mindset was. But now, like, I see it from a whole different perspective. The world is so big, like I said. And it's just awesome to imagine and believe what is possible now.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's something I think you guys really represent so well, is the ability for people to shift their mindset. Oh, that's unfortunate. We got to get you back, guys. No problem. Hey guys, welcome back.
You there, Og?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what happened. That's a first. All sorts of firsts today.
Okay.
We're special.
We break the mold.
You definitely break the mold all over the place. You break the mold.
Yes.
So I guess we were talking about, you know, something that you would do differently. And Andrew was talking about the fact that, you know, he would do more, he would leap more. Yes. And Andrea, you were talking about the fact of doing it now and not procrastinating.
Yes.
And that's really powerful stuff.
Yes.
Because when we procrastinate, we use our most valuable resource, which is time. And, you know, if there's any regrets that I have, which are not many, is that there have been times I did not choose to act and could have and should have, and had I, you know, it just would have changed a lot of possible outcomes. And, you know, we can forgive ourselves for not having done what we should have done, but now knowing what we know, that hopefully informs how we can do things differently.
Agreed.
So, you know, that can be kind of powerful. So if you were giving somebody some advice or guidance right now, what might be one change that people might make right now that can help them get closer to achieving their goals or achieving success?
I think one of the biggest things that I've learned over time is sometimes taking big steps, it's really about the little steps along the way and how it comes in small parts each and every day. I think even myself, like, you know, you want to get to the end goal as soon as possible. And if you don't hit it right now, either you get frustrated, you get tired, you may want to quit, you know, go through all these different emotions. But recognizing that progress comes in baby steps.
Yes.
And whatever it is that you want to do, just take a step in that direction each and every day and remain consistent. You know, you save a dollar a day, it may feel like it's slow, but it adds up quickly if you remain to it. So just take baby steps daily.
I agree. And take time to smell the roses. Enjoy the process along the way.
Yes.
Enjoy the process.
I like it.
Enjoy the process, because the process is going to come whether you, everything has a process. So it's going to come whether you want it or not. Yep. You know, so enjoy it.
Even like when I think about Avos in your case, that took us probably close to about 6 months to finally get everything in place.
The paperwork.
From all the paperwork, from the back and forth with the IRS and the state and everything else. It's a process. It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, like I said, when you're going through it, it's like you're like, when is this going to come together?
The frustration.
Right, right. And it's, but like we said, we just kept on chugging along, and now everything is in place. Everything. Actually, it's funny how slow it starts, but then all of a sudden it picks up momentum, and then now people are blessing her with appliances and giving food and doing all kind of stuff, and it's moving fast,
really fast.
But initially, it seemed like we couldn't get the darn thing to do what it was supposed to do.
I get it. I remember, you know, we found a check because we're going through some old tax records, and it was the first two wheelchairs we ever donated. $300 donation about 10 years ago, and this year we will deliver 560 wheelchairs.
Oh my God.
280 in Nicaragua, and then we're going to deliver another 280 in the Philippines.
That is awesome.
And that's because, you know, we reached out to our community.
Yes.
And we've gotten a phenomenal response.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
As you know, working with others, you can accomplish so much more than trying to do it all by yourself.
Wow. Yes.
You know, it's that getting to the point of interdependence, asking other people to help, asking other people to pitch in. And everybody I've ever known has been more than willing to help others.
Yes.
But so many refuse to ask for help.
Yeah.
And I was guilty for years of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now we can do so much more
together.
When we work together.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, you're seeing evidence of that, you know, through your ministry and through your nonprofit.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
If people want to help AVOS, how can they go about doing that?
They can go onto the website and donate on the website.
And what is the donate?
AVOSHelps.org.
AVOS, A-V-O-S, helps,
yes.
A-V-O-S.org.
.org, yes. And they can donate right there on the site.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Yes.
And when they help, they're providing food for hungry people, for kids.
Yes.
School,
lunch programs, breakfast.
Yes.
It's helping families with one of the most basic needs.
Yes. Yes.
And it seems so simple, and it seems like everybody should have, but they really don't. You know, just because you and I might have doesn't mean that the person next door has. I met a guy in the store the other day, and he was like, oh, my God, in Office Depot,
yes,
making copies. And he was like, what are you doing? He saw the flyer, and he was like, oh, we need food. Oh, you know, and he just, and we met them at the gas station, him and his mom, and gave them groceries.
Yes.
And they, I mean, she cried. I mean, she was really like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's 19, he works part-time, and she's on Social Security. So
and by the time people pay rent and utilities, sometimes there's not anything left over.
Nothing, right.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, I have just been so thankful to have you guys, you know, with us today,
mm-hmm.
sharing your time and sharing your story and sharing your passion and your love for people.
Yes.
And you know, you guys absolutely live, you know, the idea of playing full out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, in your marriage, in your friendships, in your community, and certainly, you know, in your passion for serving others. So thank you so much. And Andrew, how do people find ARB Home Inspections? Because I know a lot of the people that, you know, are out there, you know, especially in the Florida, Central Florida market,
mm-hmm.
they are investors because we have a big investor community too. How do they find ARB?
ARB is on www.arbhomeinspections.com. We're also on Facebook. We also got an Instagram. You can reach me any way you want to. Call me. My phone number is 407-440-1761. And I'm here for all of you guys to give a big hug, and I'll go in those dirty, nasty houses if you need me to.
That was the calmest you have ever presented, ARB.
I promise you.
Andrew just has so many talents and so many gifts. They go beyond comparison. But anyway, Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for being here today. And to everyone who's been watching or listening, always remember, play full out. Yes. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.